This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal will end this evening. A total of 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 29th of this month. The assembly segments that will vote in the second phase cover 8 electoral districts, including Kolkata North, Kolkata South, Howrah, Nadia, North 24 Parganas, South 24 Parganas, Hooghly and Purva Bardhaman. Leaders from all major parties will be holding rallies across the state. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Jalepi Mutt in Jagadal today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will also hold 2 road shows in Behala and Chandannagar. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee also multiple programs scheduled for the day. She will walk in a public outreach march for Sukanth Setu in Jadavpur. Later, she has a public outreach program in her own constituency, Bhawani. The Election Commission has announced a stringent security plan for the second phase of assembly polls in West Bengal, making it clear that any attempt to disrupt voting or obstruct electors would be dealt with firmly. The National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has registered a case to probe recovery of 79 crude bombs in poll-bound West Bengal. Meanwhile, one person has been arrested in connection with an explosion case of 18th March when the blast occurred in West Bamunia village of Bangar while crude bombs were being assembled. The accused, Wahidul Islam Mullah, is reported by NIA sources to be directly involved in the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gangtok today on a 2-day visit to Sikkim. Mr. Modi will take part in the closing ceremony of 50 years of Sikkim statehood and inaugurate lay foundation stone of multiple projects worth 4,000 crore rupees during his visit. Upon his arrival, the Prime Minister will take part in a roadshow from Biraludwar to MG Mark this afternoon. Later, he will interact with the BJP workers. On the next day, Mr. Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium, where he will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. A day-long special session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly will be held today. According to the Assembly Secretariat, a discussion regarding the Women's Reservation Bill is likely to take place during the session. The session will commence at 11 a.m. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India and New Zealand will sign a free trade agreement in New Delhi today, marking a significant step towards strengthening economic ties between the two countries. Speaking during his visit to the Taj Mahal in Agra with New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment, Todd McClay, Mr. Goyal said the agreement was finalized after years of high-level discussions and will be signed in the presence of both leaders. The free trade agreement aims to double bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years.
The bilateral trade agreement between India and New Zealand's Minister of Trade, Todd McKay, was finalized after many years of negotiations between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. We are going to sign it, and in a few months, it will be on a large scale between India and New Zealand. It will be a means to increase trade on a large scale.
Sebastian Sowe made history at the London Marathon by becoming the first athlete to run a sub-2-hour marathon in a competitive race. The 31-year-old Kenyan crossed the line to win in 1 hour 59 minutes 30 seconds, more than 1 minute faster than the late Kelvin Kiptum's previous record of 2 hours and 35 seconds set in 2023. The India Meteorological Department has forecast scorching heat conditions to continue over parts of northwest and central India for the next 3 days and abate thereafter. According to IMD, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Vidarbha will experience heat wave conditions till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted hot and humid weather conditions in isolated pockets over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahi and Tamil Nadu today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.